Yo, welcome to another episode of On the Serious 33 and the Third Podcast. It's your man, DeLeo DiCaprio, a.k.a. Filthy McNasty, a.k.a. Danny Domino, a.k.a. your mama's next door neighbor's illegitimate second cousin on your adopted nephew's side.
How many times?
Twice removed.
Yeah, I'm remote. This your boy, International Drew, a.k.a. Drew Nitty, a.k.a. that Ghanaian gangster, a.k.a. D-Block, you bastards.
Oh, wow. What up? What up?
Oh, God. I'm TJ.
I'm TJ, yeah. A.K.A. Catch Me on the Show.
All right, let's get the proceedings proceeding this evening. Yeah. Where do we start? Do we talk about the murder in New York?
Listen.
It was like a week ago.
I'm telling you, I just started it all deep.
About a week ago. Yo, man,
amazing week for hip hop. Amazing week for hip hop.
Absolutely. So, first of all, I just want to say that, like, there was part of me that felt like it was way too chaotic with too many people on stage, and Dipset's and their rapping over the vocals was really irritating me. So, like, I really wanted to just like turn it off and finish doing whatever I was doing. But then, you know, when it was the Locks' turn, Jada was steering the ship. He did an amazing job. I don't know if y'all saw, but his album streams are up like 200% right now.
Yeah.
And five of his albums are like in the top 200 on Apple or some shit. So,
You know what's crazy about that too? And, you know, I know TJ's gonna hate this because he hates when we date the shows, but the irony of all of this is Kiss the Game Goodbye actually dropped today back in 2001.
It so dropped like on August 7th.
On August 7th, 2001. So,
wow.
Yeah. That's like full circle. You know what I mean? Crazy. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you this. This is how I feel. I feel like Dipset was trying to swag their way through the whole performance.
Yeah.
And the Locks had a cheat code, went in there straight for the kill, and murdered everything moving.
Like, yo, they practiced.
Yeah.
They rehearsed.
Here's the thing. I feel like, and I think I saw this online somewhere, and I completely agree with it. Somebody said Dipset came to like for the celebration.
Yeah.
And the Locks came to rap. Like they came here.
They came prepared for war. Yeah.
We ain't here to be celebrating. We ain't here with lawn chairs, nigga. We finna rap.
Yeah.
And I was like, I agree 100%. That is, yeah.
That was not about the theatrics, but, you know. Right. Cam and them came out there trying to be cute and all that.
With the putting the chain on in the middle of the performance and the lawn chair and laying down. Nah, dude. You talking about three MCs that was just like they was on a block on a corner with the garbage can on fire.
Hey, that being said, Dipset made some crucial mistakes.
The
rapping over your vocals thing is that. But
right,
their DJ was terrible.
Their DJ was terrible.
Their song selection wasn't great either. Like y'all had other songs y'all could have did.
What didn't they do that you was looking for?
They didn't do
I Really Mean It, did they?
I don't think they did. Now they might have.
They might have, but it might have been just too late then.
The thing every time, whatever their biggest songs were, even when they did them, that shit just didn't hit like it was supposed to.
Yeah.
Partly because of the vocals, the rapping over the vocals, and they just didn't have any momentum, and they lost the crowd early.
They couldn't match Jada's energy. And it was, Jada specifically, like, you wasn't going to match that energy.
Yeah.
Jada was like MJ putting 55 on the Knicks.
Man. I feel like for a minute there, I thought there was like after they had already buried and pissed on Dipset's grave, I thought they was gonna really just stomp all over them and bring out a couple special guests. Like I thought maybe they might try to sneak Lil Kim in there or something for the Benjamins or just
I felt like they stomped on their grave. Well, kind of, it's kind of QL's fault. He asked for it. Yeah, when he was like, y'all just talking to niggas. Y'all ain't got no songs for the ladies.
Yeah.
And then that was
like, and they ran off like a 9-song clip.
Yeah.
They go, really, nigga? That's what you want. Okay.
Yeah.
But you know what? You got also peep. Did you peep that? Because when he said that, he said, and then I think it was, might have been Sheik. Sheik said, we got songs for the bitches. And then he cleaned it up. He said, we got songs for the ladies because you don't want to get canceled either.
Right. They got songs for the bitches and for the ladies.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. But it was, I love the fact that it was like, even though, you know, the Locks straight murdered them, it was all fun and, you know what I'm saying?
It was brother, love, brother. For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all love. And that's why the chaos didn't bother me on stage because I'm like, this is as New York as it's going to get. Like, what are we talking about?
I will say this, like, it was crazy chaotic, and at times I thought it was getting a little heated, and I was scared that it was going to go left, but
there was a couple moments. Styles was really, really pushing the line.
But at the same time, like, I definitely can say I underestimated the camaraderie between both camps because they've been cool forever. They've been, you know, they came up together at the same time. You know what I mean? So I underestimated that, but it did feel like, at least to me, a couple times that it was going to go left. And I thought, you know. Yeah.
And Styles was probably in the middle of that.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And it even started that way with the DJ. Because people kept, I guess, crying around the DJ booth, and he kept yelling and saying,
"When he bumping the table?"
Yeah, he was bumping the table. He said, "I'm gonna stop the show," and he stopped a couple times, and he was getting heated. So I was like, "Oh man, this is already getting off to a crazy start." But it was all fun. But I feel like it was like, you know, as they said, they're supposed to be going on tour after this.
Yeah,
I'm going
on tour.
Sheik was talking shit on some radio show or podcast afterwards, and was still talking shit about the whole thing. It was like, yo, they pussy and all of that. But it was like, even in that, you could tell he was like, you know, just giving them shit and having fun with it. But it's gonna be interesting.
They took the L well. I showed y'all the post Cameron did, right?
Was that the one with Styles P?
Yeah, I saw a post with him and Styles joking about it afterwards.
It wasn't that one. It was just something else he posted. But it was like, they took the L the way they should have took the L. So I saw somebody ask the question, like, do they lose anything for their legacy? I'm like, nah, it's still, Dipset still did what they did. They still had their run. They just caught an L for this particular show.
Well, and we know who
New York is different. New York is different, man. They're gonna
never let them live that day.
But it's like even with that, Drew, it's like they you know, they built for it. It's like, you know, oh well, we shake it off, we go keep it moving. But I was laughing at Fat Joe's recap of it, man. He was going in about it.
Fat Joe, I didn't see it yet. I just keep seeing people tweet about it, but I didn't go watch it just yet.
Yeah,
I caught the beginning of it, but it was like 40 minutes and I ain't had time.
Just the description of the welcome to New York City, and then the vroom, 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 vroom. That was hilarious to me.
Oh my god, he said Jada's price just went up. He was like, don't
for sure.
It's not the price same as it was yesterday.
Nah,
for sure. Then, well, we know who's gonna be closing on the tour though.
Wait, who else is supposed to be on there?
It's State Prop as well.
State Property. Okay. That's going to be interesting too, because I was watching Bean's recent interview on another podcast, and it was, he was talking about that whole situation about how they came together or whatever. So I'm like really interested to see who from State Property is going to be on that.
Is anybody on the outs?
I feel like, no, not necessarily on the outs. I just feel like they just been kind of off the scene so much. I don't know who, like, people would really be checking for other than Young Guns and maybe PD. I don't know.
Well, Freeway is as well. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Freeway, of course.
No, yeah,
ain't nobody trying to listen to Oskino and Sparks, man.
I mean, I feel like as long as they are all cool, you know, currently cool, and nobody's on the outs, then, yeah, you're going to have Beans, Free, Young Guns, PD, Oskino and Sparks.
Nick, has anybody in life ever said, hey, put on that new Oskino and Sparks?
I'm sorry. I can't name
one record.
I can't name
Nobody's ever said that. We ain't looking for Skino and okay.
But you know, the Lox been on they versus promo tour after the fact. Did you see they was at the Kanye second Donda event?
Oh wow. Well, they're all on the album too, right?
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. They're all on the album, according to that one post with all the guests that's on the album.
Yeah. Wait, and when is that album coming out again?
I'm sorry. February.
Somebody said, hopefully right. It's out by the time people hear this, but somebody said the album should be called Donde, which is the Spanish word for wear.
Wear.
As opposed, but he's done this. Like, that's the same thing with when the Life of Pablo rolled out. Like, the album kept getting pushed back, and then like I remember Chance was on Twitter when that album dropped because Kanye didn't like the mix of whatever song Chance produced, and so he held the album up to make Chance remix it or some shit. It might have been Wolves.
Was it?
Something else. It was something else. It wasn't Ultra Light Beam though, but it was something else on that album. But that's what Ye does. Like, he will set a release date and work on the album through the date. Most artists, they have their date. They're going to get the album done by the date. Kanye doesn't respect his own release dates. He will work through them. And we've now passed two different dates that the album is supposed to be released.
Pablo was a little different, though, because he released it, but then he just kept changing it after it was already out.
Mm. That, too. He might do the same thing for
the album. You might get that same thing, yeah.
But the last date I heard was August 9th. And then now I think it's pushed to like another week or so.
No, because the second date was August 6th. That was the second date. It was supposed to be out the Friday before that, and then it was supposed to be August 6th. And so now I don't know what the new date is, but we'll get it whenever he's done with it.
Yeah.
Can we talk about?
I don't give a fuck.
We didn't get we didn't get Kanye, but we got Nas.
Wait.
Before we go to Nas, can I just go back to the Kanye thing? Because I'm a little.
Why, Lord?
I'm like torn because it's on one hand, like, it's Kanye and his Trump hugging. Slavery was a choice. But then on the other hand, when he releases new music, I do, like, I still listen to it. Like, I haven't completely canceled, and I feel weird about that because, like, if it was anybody else, nigga, slavery was a choice, and then you in the White House hugging fucking Trump. Like, if it was anybody else, like, there's no room. But, like, for some reason, Kanye is that family member that we love no matter what he fucking does.
No, that you love. Don't for me.
Well, just that we give him more real estate than anybody else. You've completely, Drew, you've completely, completely canceled yet?
Done, man. Done.
At what point?
Listen.
Man, when he started off with this whole the whole slavery is a choice, and
but what about mental health? Why no concessions? Yeah,
that's the other thing. I think part of this is one, he's a Gemini. Sorry, BA, and also I do think the polar opposite shit that we get from him is like the mental health does play in it. Even though he said he's bipolar. So I think we forget that sometimes, and maybe that's why I still can.
Until a doctor literally comes and tells us that he's bipolar.
He's dangerous.
You need to see the certification.
I need the certification.
He needs to post it on Twitter.
Right. Here's the thing. I can say I'm bipolar right now. And based off everything I've said in the past on the podcast, I'd be like, I was bipolar.
Yeah.
So you think he's using it as an excuse?
Man, whatever, Gino. I'm not going.
Damn. Man. All right.
Did any of y'all see any of the clips from the live stream from this last event?
No.
I had no interest. I just want to hear the album when it comes out. I'm not watching this nigga walk around in. He's wearing this day. No, I had no interest in watching any of it.
Man, it was crazy. Like he was live streaming while he was actually taking a nap.
What is that? What the hell? Why would you?
I'm bipolar.
Yeah, no, I'm not that.
I'm giving somebody a fade. I'm bipolar.
I'm not that vested. I'll just wait for the album to drop.
Got a chill.
I'm lifting weights in the room. I'm bipolar. No, I don't want to hear that.
But Tease, did you hear that the Watch the Throne 2 allegedly is supposed to be coming out of this?
I did not, and I'm not gonna lie. Yes, I will be here for Watch the Throne 2.
Yeah,
I'm looking for Watch the Throne 2 like I'm looking for Detox.
Well, according to Grandmaster Flash, this new Dre album is supposed to be unlike anything you've ever heard.
Listen.
What the hell?
I'm sorry. I love Grandmaster Flash. Yep. I really do.
Yep.
But it's 2021, and when do we start taking recommendations
from Grandmaster Flash?
From Grandmaster Flash, past 1987. When do we start?
Why are you?
I'm trying to be as respectful as possible.
Chris Rock show. What are you talking about, man?
I'm trying to be as respectful as possible.
25 years ago.
Respect to the ancestors. I mean,
you said it right, Dave.
Respect the ancestors.
Sorry.
Uh-huh. He helped birth this shit. You gotta give him respect, B.
I'm saying it respectfully. I love this man. Like, are you serious? Like, but at the same time, like, I'm not. Do any of y'all follow Grandmaster Flash on Instagram?
I'm not going front.
Is Grandmaster Flash on Instagram?
Or do y'all follow him on Twitter?
I'm not going front, BA. I thought the exact same thing when he said
so
that.
So nobody's checking for what he's saying is the point I'm making. Like.
Man, he said Dre is going to change the game with this album. Now, first, you got to ask yourself, does this album really exist?
Or will it ever come out? Because Detox exists, he just didn't put it out.
Mm, okay.
Let me see. Helter Skelter.
Oh.
Doesn't even exist. Right. In what form? What version of Detox still exists?
Right.
Because the first one became Get Rich or Die Trying.
Double Dribble 2. What? Doesn't exist.
Right. Flavor Flav's solo album. Doesn't exist.
The second version became Compton. You know what I'm saying? Like, what version of Detox?
No,
Dre himself said Detox wasn't happening.
Right? Well,
but Dre himself said he wasn't doing Detox. So why is Grandmaster Flash now telling me 20 years later that he is?
Hey, man, he was in the studio with Dre and he heard firsthand, man.
You know who else was in the studio with Dre? The Dipset. And you know how that ended.
Oh.
You know who else was in the studio with Dre? Bishop Lamont.
Oh man, not Bishop Lamont.
Truth Hurts was in the studio with Dre.
Grow Up was my shit, though.
Mailman was in the studio with Dre. I can name a bunch of people who were in the studio with Dre.
I'll tell you who wasn't in the studio with Dre. The Baby. Matter of fact, The Baby got dropped from on a Series 33 and a 30. He was supposed to be a special guest, y'all.
He got dropped from Phoenix Fest. He got dropped from Blood Billiken Parade.
Yep.
They dropped that boy from the gas station bootleg CD rack.
The bootleggers dropped him off.
That man said Phoenix Fest. Wow.
Dropped from everything.
Terrible. But yeah, man.
People made up festivals to drop him off from.
Man, did y'all see this? Speaking of Dre, did y'all see the story about his daughter being homeless and him not helping her out?
Yeah.
I mean, she's 38. How come she can't help herself out?
Let me tell you the problem I have with this story. Let me tell you the problem I have.
Oh, God.
So, if I'm hearing this story correctly, like she's homeless, she's like living in her car, and like she's driving Uber and doing kind of shit like that to make ends meet. Okay, cool. I'm not mad at your struggle.
Yeah.
But apparently he cut her off because she kept talking about him in the press.
Mm.
That was his reasoning for cutting her off.
Yeah.
Now, how do we know that she's homeless and he cut her off? Because she's talking about him again in the press. You ain't going to make yourself look better in this man's eyes by telling us that that's the exact reason he cut your stupid ass off the first time.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
Facts.
And here you go again in the press saying this man. Okay. All right.
Man.
Like I said.
On top of that, I'm sure.
You 38.
And still got to pay $300,000 to his wife or his ex-wife until fucking Lord knows when.
Eternity.
Per month.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's some bullshit, by the way. Why do I got to pay you until you get married?
It is. That is. I was, yeah.
Here's the other part. She still got to pay. He got to pay, like, when she gives it to charity.
No, let's think about this concept of this.
Wait, what you mean, Drew?
Like, if she donates to charity, that's he has to pay that.
Oh, like, are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I got a problem with the concept of what is it? Is it spousal support?
Yeah.
Why do I have to pay until you get married? Because ain't no guarantee that you're going to get married.
Yeah.
You might just say, let's shack up.
Exactly. You may never get married because that's going to cut off your meal ticket.
Man, I mean, right. Exactly. Exactly. That means, you know, she can just do whatever she wants and keep collecting the check, you know, as long as she feel like it. And at what point do you say, like this is a ridiculous amount of money? Like, I get it.
You don't know her life and her expenses, man. She needs $300,000 a month to live.
Yeah, we do know her life and her expenses. She laid it out. It became public.
She was literally like, I need $1,000 for a phone bill. Who you got for $1,000 a month?
Oh, Jesus Christ. TJ on his feminist shit again.
Why did they get divorced in the first place?
I don't know. Maybe because she probably wanted the divorce. I doubt if he asked for it. I'm sure she asked for it. So she wants to leave, but then I want you to pay all my bills so I can leave. They stay here. Just stay here and get cheated on. What is wrong with you? I'm not paying for you to go.
Y'all wanted to talk about King's disease too, right?
Nah, go back to your feminism shit. Let's talk about this.
Hey, man, I don't know. Nice.
It's cheaper to keep her, man. Don't, you know.
But I don't know.
Like, what about the lady?
She said she need $300,000 a month to live. I guess she needs $300,000 a month to live.
That's cool with you. That's cool with you.
Honestly,
TJ like jewels at right now.
She ain't getting it from me, so I don't.
But what happens when it is you? What happens when you are the person?
You know what?
Hey, if I got a Billy, I guess $300,000.
You literally gonna be in court like, she's right, Your Honor. Feminism rocks. Give her the money. Like, you ain't gonna fight that?
Listen.
But here's the thing, B. And I mean, this is my main thing. Like, for real, like, honestly, I don't know that lady expenses, but the But listen, on the other hand, Drake can afford it. So, like, their lifestyle, I can't even fathom living like that where $300,000 like a month. Like, my God, like, I could be good off that for a couple years.
Did you say Drake can afford it, so it's okay?
So I'm just saying.
You sure did.
You really just said that? Listen, he can afford it. Oh, my God.
Listen, my dude is a billion. He has like a billion. So, I'm just trying to say.
What does she have?
Listen, I'm just trying to say. I don't live that lifestyle, so I don't know that expense. I don't know that overhead. But apparently, you know, it's reasonable. For them, right, because right.
let's,
he hasn't.
All
the kids is grown.
Exactly. So, bro, it ain't child support. It's spousal support. Yes. I gotta support my ex-spouse.
Man.
All I'm saying is, I don't know that lady life.
Okay, so let's scale it down. You said he's worth billions. Okay, maybe it's a regular person who's let's say he's worth a few hundred thousand, right?
Okay,
and he has to pay $10,000 a month to his ex-wife. Is that okay with you?
That's still too much, though.
So how is $300,000 not too much?
What is a dollar to you if you have 10 million already?
It's a dollar.
Yeah. It's a dollar.
It's a dollar.
Well, listen, I don't care enough about it to argue a point. I'm just saying I don't know that lady life. So I don't know what she need $300,000 for, but that was the
You also in. So by that same token, you also don't know why it would upset his bank account to give $300,000. No, I'm saying you don't know his financial situation to know how long he can provide $300,000 per month. For the rest of this lady's life. I'm talking about the ruling, though. For until she gets married again.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
I didn't say I agree with any of that. I just said the rule is like what it is. And I don't listen.
You kind of sound like you agree.
Listen, all I'm saying is
TJ Pebbles right now and giving people the benefit of the doubt.
I don't know her life. I don't know her overhead and expenses.
Okay. Never mind the money. Never mind the money. Is it okay for a if you have to support your ex-wife until she gets married again, is that okay?
Is it okay? Just say, I mean, just
say is it okay for no, you?
Is it okay?
You, right. Just say you no. Divorce your wife, but you now have to support her not for a year, not for 5 years, until she
really
gets married again.
This is
now
really
I want you to understand. I'm talking. So take the dollar amount out. Is it okay for you to have to support your wife until such time that she gets married again?
I mean, like, I don't know what you want me to say. I'm going to say no because I want to move on. So
I want to know what you really feel.
I don't know.
About the male female dynamic on this show. We never do. We never go into those things.
Why are you asking me?
Because you're taking her side. And I'm not necessarily
taking her side. I'm saying I don't know her life. If she says she needs,
so not her. I'm not talking about her specifically. I'm talking about in general the concept of. You support this woman who has left you until she gets married again. Is that okay?
I already told you no because I don't want to talk. I'm over it.
But you're saying no because you don't want to talk about it.
This is how I feel about this particular question.
Okay, so King's disease. Let's talk about Nas.
King's disease. All right.
Yeah.
King's disease. Listen, the judge ruled that for her for some reason.
We're talking about Nas now. Lauryn Hill
all right, fine.
Fucking King was amazing.
All right, we're on Nas. Like,
we've moved on.
Great week in hip hop.
So let's move on.
Great week in hip hop. You know, we didn't get the Donda album, but we got the King's Disease too.
wait. I know what you just tried to do, but you just did yay. Which is actually Ye's name versus like your sarcasm was really shouting him out. That's all.
Yeah,
that's
all. I know.
Drew, are you not going to listen at all when we find
no,
the album?
No.
You're not even going to give it a
no,
run.
No.
What's the last Kanye album you actually listened to?
Man,
College Dropout.
No.
Graduation.
What was that?
Late Registration.
Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Yeah.
No, he was it? You didn't even do it. You ain't do the summer, what you call it?
Was that Love?
No. Nah, the Kanye West Presents with Mercy and all that shit. The fucking compilation.
No, Cruel Summer? Yeah. Oh. No.
Cruel Summer, yeah.
Really? No.
It had Mercy and yeah, I don't like it.
Okay, I mean, I everybody played it in their car that whole summer. I'm good.
So you didn't need to listen to the album?
No.
So it's been like a cool 10 years since you fucked with Ye on some music.
Okay, I take that back. Watch the Throne.
That was 10 years. That was 10 years. That was 2011.
Yeah. Okay, so that was it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
All right. You didn't get
No. Mm-mm. Ain't no overpriced sweatshirts. No.
Oh man, well, you know, we'll let you know how to die down.
Yes, yeah, let me know. <How we go? laughs>
Man,
King's Disease
2.
That whole album, dope.
Man, thoroughly impressed. Nas came with it. I was literally going through the album trying to find a song I didn't like, and I couldn't find one. It was that dope.
Now let me ask y'all a quick question though, for real, with. This one, did it, like, I know, you know, Hit-Boy is, like, kind of on that slow groove, like, you know, soulful melody joint. Were you kind of, like wanting to hit something a little bit more up-tempo, or y'all were just fine with this tempo?
I was fine with it. I was fine with it.
I think it fit Nas. It fit what Nas, it just fits his flow, so, I was fine with it.
No, the reason why I'm asking, because my cousin hit me up, he was like, yo, Kanye can't pick beats again. Not Kanye. I'm sorry. Now you got me. Nas can't pick beats. Mm. I'm like,
but that's the thing. I feel like I like Nas and Hit-Boy together. Like, so I haven't heard King's Disease 2 yet. I haven't gotten to listen to it yet. But I really, 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 really like the first King's Disease. And I was pleasantly surprised because going into it, I wasn't sure how Nas was going to sound with Hit-Boy, seeing that, you know, Hit-Boy is younger and contemporary or whatever.
Yeah.
But they made a really good marriage to me on the first one. So I was pleasantly surprised there. And I like him over Hit-Boy beats. So I thought he did a good job picking beats this time. Well, at least with the last album. I haven't heard this one.
Mm. Yeah. The first one wasn't bad at all. I definitely liked the first one. But this one to me just stands out a lot more. And of course, you know, everybody's talking about the Lauryn Hill joint, Nobody, which is crazy.
Ooh, she let y'all know how she felt.
Man.
Y'all worry about her being late.
Right.
Yeah, dope.
No, Lauryn, I mean, we're not worried about you. We're irritated. You make us wait 4 hours.
Nah, don't do that now. No.
Hey, you're saving souls. I get it, L. But we've been here since 7. The show was supposed to start at 9, and now it's midnight. You come out and you go through 3 songs,
and you be the one in the crowd making excuses for.
Oh, God.
It's okay, guys.
No,
she has a couple things to do. She'll be here when she gets here.
I would have left. Actually, I know that you guys go to Lauryn.
You guys want
to
play Hangman?
Man,
are you entertaining yourself, Terrence?
I really am. Thank you.
But wait, I think we were at the first Lauryn Hill. We were like mad late.
And how long did we stay before we left?
We stayed until she came out. What are you talking about?
Did we?
Yeah, that was it. I forgot where it was at, but we came out and she came on stage. She's like, "I'm not singing none of my old stuff." He was like, "The fuck?"
Oh wait, I remember that.
I don't know if this was the same show, but I know I was at the Congress when
that might
she was
have been
there,
it.
And she came out and talked for like an hour.
Yeah, that was it.
And yeah, after
she
was already
souls, my nigga.
After she was already 2 hours late,
right?
But yeah, regardless,
well, that was how long ago was that? 20 some odd years.
Yeah,
yeah,
all right, yeah. Present day TJ. One would know not to go to a Lauryn show, and two, if somehow I did end up there and she was more than, I don't know, I'll give her 90 minutes, then I'm out. No, BA, I'm not going to be there making excuses for her and trying to engage fellow audience members in Hangman.
So you're not going to, you're not gonna go see her at Ravinia coming up?
Probably not.
Nah, okay.
Man, you probably gonna need a sleeping bag if she's gonna be at Ravinia.
Right, exactly. God forbid it rains out there.
Right, in a tent. That's some.
But, yeah, you definitely need a tent. You need some liquor.
Man, seriously, and weed.
Some playing cards.
And Uno. Maybe one board game.
Some Wi-Fi.
Right.
Man. You're going to be here for a while.
The Lauryn Hill concert starter pack. Man, how about that?
I'm a solo.
That's How about that surprise verse from EPMD though on EPMD 2?
Yeah,
that was dope.
What was EPMD 1 on? I don't like
King's Disease.
Was it?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
I thought you loved that album. I
do really like that album. I don't remember all the track names, so forgive me.
Yeah, EPMD is on King's Disease, but Eric and Parrish, boy, they came with it. Like they sound like they was like on some Hungary. You know what I'm saying?
Like it was 87 again.
Right.
I heard M snap too.
Dude.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. M went off. Yeah.
Yeah.
That might have been blonde M.
Right. Yeah. It's just a crazy out. Wait, hold on, man. Which one of y'all is in the forest right now?
I told you I'm outside, bro.
Man. Drew sound like he and damn. I don't know.
We thought you were outside on a quiet suburban block, but you are in Dan Ryan Woods right now.
I'm outside and by the side of my sister-in-law's house because they playing games inside the house. So I had to come outside to record this.
So when you say we outside, we outside.
Like Jada said, we outside.
Man, that's what's up. What's up with y'all boy, Governor Cuomo, man? It ain't looking too nice, man.
To quote another Lock song, locked up, don't let me out, hey.
Locked up. Governor Cuomo.
Yeah.
Man, he messing up bad, man.
He got to just let go.
Yeah.
You know what was fun? I used to like that guy.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, but here's the thing.
Here's the thing. Do we crucifying him and telling him he got to let it go? Nobody went as hard when Trump was doing his dirt. When he literally, they got him on the mic saying, "Grab the women by the pussy."
Yeah, but it's different when you're a racist. When you're a racist, you know
that's a double down. You should double down on that, man.
But I'm saying that's why, you know, he gets away with half of what he gets away with it, man. Because, like, you know, a lot of people just like him, even the ones that don't want to admit it.
But I think, Drew, people did go hard against that. I think
not as hard as they do on for Cuomo. That's
no, but I think they did. He just sat his ignorant ass there and ignored it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he waited for the wave to pass is what he did. He just ignored it and whatever.
Which is what Cuomo is trying to do.
That's what he's trying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean,
so it was as big of a deal. Remember, he had this dude had a whole fucking Stormy Daniels situation that he just, you know,
you bring up Stormy Daniels. Like, I still can't get over the fact that the then president, we knew that the president paid off a porn star. He had sex with her and paid. It was like, the porn star paid the president off, and he somehow still managed to get through that.
Can we just talk about the fact that vagina is officially ruined? Like, who wants to go in that now? And it wasn't the porn that did it.
Probably got dust around it and everything.
It wasn't even the porn. It was like, that's on your body count? Like, that guy? Yeah. Like, you tainted. You tainted. I don't care. How messed up is it that you've done countless films and done God knows what with God knows who, but that one body has tainted your entire. I don't even want to watch your movies.
Terrible.
I don't want to see it.
But your girl Letitia got her hands full right now, man. You know,
she over there working.
Man, working. She's going after your boy and Cuomo. So, yeah, God bless her. Doing the Lord's work.
She getting a double payment right now.
Man, for real. So,
Cuomo praying for something to happen. Like, man, can we get the COVID numbers up so they can leave me the fuck alone?
can we get COVID-19, a G5G variant to come out? Man.
And his brother, like, you know, imagine his brother got, you know, having to be on the news every day, and that's like one of the top stories, you know. So
I mean, is he reporting on it? Like, that's probably a weird conflict of interest.
Yeah. So he initially did when all of this first started coming out,
mm-hmm.
and then there was something that happened that did end up being a conflict of interest. I can't remember the exact terms of it, but. I think now I just read the other day that they're asking him to take some type of leave of absence or something because of this.
How about don't give me that story?
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Seems simple enough. Don't give me that story.
Ask me to leave the room.
Matter of fact, don't bring it up in the pre-production meeting. Don't even bring it up.
Man.
No, just don't listen. Don't assign me to this particular story. I'm gonna hear this shit anyway. You know what I'm saying? Whether I'm at work or not, I'm gonna hear what they're gonna say no matter what. So just don't have me reporting on it, and we good.
Yeah.
That reminds me though of when fucking Tom Skilling brother was in with the Enron.
Oh,
shit.
Oh yeah, yep, sure was.
Tom Skilling's brother.
Yeah,
he was in Enron. He was
the head dude. He was like one of the head dudes.
Can I just take a moment to point out how BA has an irrational hate of Tom Skilling?
It's not irrational.
Listen, come on, BA.
He has loathed this man his whole life.
He's a national. Well, he's a Chicago treasure.
Fuck him. He go to think.
Hey, BA, look at those cumulus clouds.
Exactly. He sounds those like he touches little boys.
Oh,
he sounds like the person who tries to lure little boys in the basement. He sounds like the guy who had the bike shop on Different Strokes.
Oh,
he's,
wow.
Like, he's that guy. You ain't that nice, bro. And then the fact that when your brother fucked up, it's like, that apple, I mean, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nigga said Tom Skilling ain't that nice, like he's a rapper.
He's all right, but he's not real.
So listen, for those listening and don't know, Tom Skilling is a local weatherman in Chicago. He's been on WGN News for like 40 years.
Truly nice guy.
He's probably one of the most trusted meteorologists definitely in the city. And for some reason, BA has hated him as long as I can remember.
Because something is up with that dude. Like, y'all can't look at him and tell, like, some weird shit is happening.
Yeah, I just don't understand why you don't
like him. Doesn't he looks like he does weird shit. And y'all are so blinded by this nigga. Like, listen. No, I don't trust this dude, bro.
Listen, leave Mr. Skilling alone. Leave Mr. Skilling alone.
I can't even overstate BA's hate for Tom Skilling. It's really real.
He's not
your
right. That was already my thing, right? And then when Enron happened, it's like, okay, let me give you an example. My brother likes music. I like music. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We're into the same kind of things. And his brother's into embezzlement. So I feel like...
So he would be into embezzlement and not touching kids.
So, BA, how did you feel when that big scandal broke when TJ was dating Beyonce and it was all over the news and the blogs? How did you feel about that?
I laughed at that. That was hilarious to me, but...
Wow. folks, y'all listening, this is a true story. TJ,
that shit is still funny. I'm going to post that picture. I swear to God.
TJ once dated Beyonce and the story just won't go away.
It comes back every 5 years. It's like... It really does.
I'm gonna bring it back every 5 years. That shit is hilarious.
They were dangerously in love, and it just you know.
He was the first boyfriend of Beyonce.
Is y'all finished or is y'all done?
Once the media got out of that, it just got out of hand.
But you know what's funny though? That shit like that is like why people really don't need to like believe everything they see online.
Yeah.
Don't believe everything you see reported online, because man.
Well, imagine my shock. You know, when and for y'all, you know, I'm gonna let y'all in on our inside joke. Years ago, you know, there were stories floating around about, you know, Beyonce's first boyfriend, and somebody got a hold of a picture of TJ with Destiny's Child. And posted it all over the internet.
It was on Media Takeout.
Well, fine. Let me just tell the story really quickly since we're on the subject. But basically, some tiny, tiny, tiny blog, not even a real blog, but like a tiny, tiny blog, wannabe blog, it was the picture of me and Destiny's Child. Maybe, I think it was from my MySpace at the time. And somehow got it in their head that I was Beyonce's first boyfriend. And then they posted it on their blog. But this just goes to show you how all the blogs like bite that shit, because the one small blog posted that shit. And then like the next week, the bigger blogs picked up on it. And then that's like when Boss Up and Media Takeout all posted the story using my picture.
Here's the funniest thing is when you get calls from your mama. I got a call from my mama. It was like, "T's dated Beyonce?" Like, no, mama. This is obviously fake.
Yo, and I feel like the anniversary just happened of that, like, because my Facebook memories, there's a picture of like the day after when we were hanging out, and like, so it was sometime, I guess, at the beginning of August. But yeah, kids, don't believe the blogs. If you
Google Beyonce's first boyfriend, you can still find
it. It'll still come up.
Yes, it's unfortunately still in the Google images. If you Google Beyonce's first boyfriend, really
you'll scroll down a little bit. I promise you, you'll find it.
Really, really weird.
But yeah, man, I was together. I was like, man, this dude, you think you know somebody, and then, you know, but going back to Skilling real quick, BA, I remember.
Don't get this nigga started.
No, I'm gonna keep it cool. Go ahead.
You calm B.
I'm fine.
I was going to say, I remember when they were reporting on his brother getting ready to go to jail. And it was so weird because it was literally like, you know, that story, and then they cut to the weather, and
cut
it was
to him. Like, and he's sitting there looking sad as fuck.
Yeah, it was the most awkward like moment. You know what
I'm
saying?
That really happened.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did he do the Kanye shrug? Yeah,
like, eh. I remember his voice. He already sounds like this, but right. he sounded really depressed.
Depressed. Yeah, it was the most serious I've ever seen him to deliver the weather. And I think it was supposed to be sunny. It wasn't even a thunderstorm coming or nothing. It was like he was really serious about it.
Why did he call off that day?
Man, dude.
Hey, man, the show must go on, I guess.
Man, for real. So, yeah, apparently, I think Chris Cuomo might be taking a leave of absence. So, because I couldn't imagine that. You know, you got to hear about, you know, one of your family members every day, and even might have to report on
him. You can't even defend him. You really can't defend him. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Governor Cuomo, man, it's going to be more impeachments coming out of New York. I mean, you got Trump. Cuomo, Dipset, all of them got impeached. It's crazy.
New York's going to become the impeachment state.
Delicious.
What'd you say, Drew?
New York City is going to be called the impeachment state.
Man, for real. Man, we got to get our podcast money up, man. I just read this article. Jaleel White, who of course is best known as Steve Urkel from the 90s sitcom Family Matters. He has a podcast called Ever After, which is being turned into a 30-minute TV pilot. And basically, like his podcast, I guess he has guests on his show who are also like childhood stars who came up in the game in the mid-90s, and they look back on what it was like coming up in the game and making their path, in entertainment. And I guess it's like been really catching on, with all of the pop culture and nostalgia and everything in the 90s. And so, it's getting turned into a TV show, man. So
did he go get Judy Winslow from upstairs?
Not yet. I think it's, I read his first guest, which is supposed to, I think air on September 1st is going to be, David Silver from, Brian
Austin Green, bro.
Yes, Brian Austin Green.
Wait, was that his character name, David
Silver?
The character was David Silver.
I know. Yeah. So what were the brother and sister's name?
That was Brandon and Brenda.
Brenda. Right.
I know their names barely, but I did not know anybody else's name, I don't think. And then what was Luke Perry's name?
Good show.
That was Dylan.
It was.
Dylan McKay. Dylan.
I remember Dylan, too. I didn't know David Silver. Like, I wouldn't know who that was. But, okay.
And what about Steve? What was Steve's last name?
Steve Sanders. The character?
Yeah.
Steve Sanders.
Wouldn't have known that one. What was the nerdy white girl name? I mean, they were all white girls. But what was the nerdy one name?
Andrea Zuckerman.
Yep. Is that her character name or her real name?
That's her character name. Okay. You should actually know her real name because she's the current president of SAG-AFTRA, Gabrielle Carteris. You should know that.
You know what? I didn't put two into. I knew of that her real name. I just didn't put her with that. I hadn't put that together. That's okay.
No. All right. So yeah, man, she
90210 was a good show.
Great show, man.
Great show.
You remember?
Yeah, you was into 90210, and I didn't know it.
You ain't hear me naming these motherfucking characters? Did I not just say David, like Brian Austin Green? I said that, right? Like, were you not here 2 minutes ago?
Hey, Dave, do you have his rap album?
Ooh. Funny enough, I don't have his rap album, but it was the first project.
You bought it and then it got stole.
No, it was the first project that I ever worked
in the scope?
In the music industry. No. Oh. When I interned for Tammy. Man. Shout out to my mentor, rest in peace, Tammy Tisdale Coleman. One of the very first things I had to work at as a street team project, mind you, was Brian Austin Green.
You had to go to the hood and try to get people free Brian Austin Green cassette.
You was putting up Brian Austin Green posters in the hood.
Dude, yeah.
He was on the west side of Chicago. He was at George's music room putting up Brian Austin Green.
Yo, dude, that's funny.
Yeah. Imagine that being. Yeah, okay. That was tough. Because I don't even remember the name of his album or the song, but I remember
The Far Side did something.
Yeah, The Far Side did something. And then him and Robin Thicke were really, really good friends growing up. And they used to always be breakdancing and rapping together.
Here's the thing with that. So if you're going into this podcast with Jaleel White, and the first question, if I'm Jaleel, I'm asking, how you lose your girl to MGK?
Oh.
Just one thing. Right. Just one thing. Did she transform on you?
Wow.
Okay. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
I mean, maybe she just wanted a successful rapper.
Man.
Ooh.
That was kind of brutal.
No, I'm just saying. No, that. What, that she, I mean, the, what, I didn't
know. He's got kids with Megan, I'm about to say Megan Good. Megan Fox, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yo, every time Megan Fox comes up, I always think about her thumbs. I can't get over that.
What about her thumb?
Have y'all never seen her thumb?
Yeah, she got a hand situation that's not necessarily great.
I need both of y'all to Google Megan Fox thumbs. Like,
I'm about to do that right now.
I thought y'all never. Yeah, really. That's the only thing I think of whenever I hear or see her name.
Really? I'm looking now.
Thumbs.
Wait a minute. That is unique.
You can say unique. That's a good word. That's a good word.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Maybe she had
another good word.
It looks like she had maybe like one of her toes surgically removed and put on her hand.
It's something. Her thumbs are a thing. And like, listen, Megan Fox is pretty cool for a white girl. She's kind of hot for a white girl, but I don't know if I can get past her thumbs.
Wow.
Hey.
And apparently it's
hot for a white girl.
She's just hot.
Is that bad to say?
Yes.
I guess it just plays into my, you know, I have a preference for sisters. So like, but you know, there's some white chicks that I think are hot. Megan Fox, I think, is relatively hot.
Why can't you just be hot? I added that
because my preference are sisters. So if I'm looking, for a white girl, yes, she is hot. I'm not generally attracted to white girls like that. But
apparently, there's a
doesn't make it okay. That whole excuse did not make it okay.
Oh,
for real. That's like, because if you did that, if you was like, hey, she kind of hot for a dark skinned chick. My preference ain't really dark skinned girls. I don't really like dark skinned girls, but she good for a dark skinned one. It's the same thing, bro. Like,
all right, you're right.
Doesn't
I'm
make
sorry.
It okay.
Let me rephrase that.
Ooh, I like how they switch roles right there.
Megan Fox is relatively hot to me. Fine. But I don't. Oh, Jesus. Yo, Dave, that. Yo,
don't add the but I don't. That's the thing.
You end it.
I'm just saying, but I
just
I,
say
I,
she looks good, and that's that. That's it.
All right, fine.
Because the but I don't is the part that's fucked up.
You're right.
I got black friends,
but I have white friends. I just don't know if I would ever be able to get past her thumbs for some reason. They weird me out.
Apparently, there's an actual medical term for her thumb shaping thumbs.
Toe thumbs?
Brachydactyly.
That sounds like a weird ass dinosaur.
So exactly.
Maybe she's got dinosaur thumbs. Maybe she's got dinosaur thumbs.
It's a pterodactyl.
That sounds like a weird,
Jesus,
like, or ignorant horror movie or something. Like, you know, somebody's thumbs gets tragically severed, and they have to go and get the DNA of a dinosaur to make them some new thumbs.
Goddamn Triceratops ass.
Jesus, I'm sorry I brought it up now.
Oh my God.
So does she get a pedicure? Is that a pedicure or a manicure? From her pants?
A raptor pedicure.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Man. So, you know, I mentioned this is a great week in hip hop. Ironically, too, this is also the week that UMTV Raps debuted back in 88.
Man, you know that? Man, I did not know that.
That changed the game right there.
Yo, speaking of UMTV Raps, I need to find a VCR because I'm sure I got mad episodes on VHS tapes at the crib, but I wanna like go back down memory lane.
Anybody got a VCR.
I can convert them too.
But gee, the thing is, if I convert them, I'm gonna send you the video and then you're not gonna watch it. So
wow. Thanks, TJ. TJ catching all the hot trades today.
Dave, remind me, what didn't I watch that you down? You took the trouble, the painstakingly time to download. What did you download that I didn't watch? I forgot.
I think it was all of the VIP TV episodes. And if one of y'all got the Phoenix Fest, I can do that too.
I actually do have that.
I have it also.
You sent it to me in like a downloadable link that expired?
No, I didn't.
I think it can expire.
Did send it via WeTransfer. You're right.
Okay. I'm sure there was a reason I didn't get around to downloading it, but
dude, we were on lockdown. What reason?
Right. Just same reason why I never got my dream girls back.
Actually, Drew, I need to borrow a DVD from you so I can complete the cipher because I have DVDs from BA. I think, Dave, I think I've only had your dream girls for about 5 years.
Okay.
But I borrowed BA. What did I borrow? Scarface?
Oh,
Shadows,
and I think I spit on your grave.
Yeah, that's
it. It must have been Thanksgiving 2012 that I borrowed those.
You watched I Spit on Your Grave?
Yo, I saw that when I was a kid. So BA getting it, and like that was some nostalgia shit. I seen it when I was a kid.
That's a pretty brutal.
We ain't talking about the remake. We talking about the original
OG.
OG version.
No, I can't watch that.
No,
but
I'm sure.
Yeah, I borrowed those from BA. I think it was Thanksgiving 2012. And sadly, I haven't watched any of those movies, even though I have the DVD. So, Drew, let me. What you got? I need to borrow a DVD from you, bro.
Nothing, my brother. Everything is his story. You won't get.
He's probably low key got a whole store set up at the crib with just stuff he didn't borrow.
I got some PS2 games you need.
I moved on. BA hooked me up.
Oh, yeah, you got the three,
bro.
He's moving up in this world, man.
You got some PS3 game? I need a new controller too. You got a PS2 controller too?
Actually, I do.
You know what's is the server for the PS3, is the online server still live?
I don't play on the online version.
The server's totally down. You can't connect to the internet no more.
Wow. All
right, but Drew, let me get that.
You can, but you ain't doing nothing like playing like no people online. You can still get online and like stream.
You can't.
Oh, wow.
Wait. Like, I just streamed Netflix on there.
On the PS3?
Oh, yeah. You got a 3? You got a 3?
I still got a 3, yeah.
Oh, that's what's up.
I use it as a Blu-ray player.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got, man, my 4 looks old now. Like, it's got all the dust around it and stuff, man.
What you doing with your 4? I need to upgrade you.
Man, relax. We'll think about it. Man. We'll talk and see if we can work out some...
My PS4 sound like an airplane landing.
My PS4 is on right now.
But in the meantime, Drew, let me get that PS3 controller because mine is acting crazy.
All right, I got you. And I don't expect it back, so I'm good.
Yeah. Yo, shout out to Allison Felix, who's become the most decorated U.S. track and field athlete in Olympics history.
She's been a GOAT, but she's solidified her GOAThood.
Man.
That's one of my crushes right there.
Man, she won a 11th Olympic medal and a 7th gold, overtaking Carl Lewis.
Mm.
Crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Queen teams.
That's major right there, man.
Yes. Also, finally, I can say that I'm taking back everything I said the last podcast about Team USA basketball.
Man.
You sons of bitches pulled it out.
Wow. Yeah. They got their gold medal.
I would still give Pop slander all day.
Yo, speaking of that, I was trying to find. Can you you can't play in none of the Olympic teams. I know they have like the all great teams or whatever, but mm-hmm. they don't have the actual Olympic teams on 2K, right?
I don't think on this one. I think they said they might have it on, like, I got 20.
Yeah. No,
they don't have it on 20. They said they might have had it on 21, or they might have it on 20.
They don't.
Okay, mm-hmm. I've seen people playing USA. Yeah. Oh, maybe it is, like, I don't know. Maybe they made it up. I have no idea.
Yeah. Interesting.
Because the last time I remember USA basketball being on, like, a video game was 2000.
Was it the Genesis game?
No, it was PlayStation. It was PlayStation. Oh, okay. It was recently, too, man. It had to be, like, 2007 or 8.
Yeah.
And that's when Kirk Heinrich was on the team.
Oh, wow. Kirk Heinrich.
Yeah.
Yo, I saw it's some legal stuff going on with this Lonzo Ball trade.
Apparently, they, instead of waiting at 12 midnight to hit up Lonzo, they hit him at like 11:58. Talking about, hey, big head.
Come on. Two minutes, bro?
Yeah.
2 minutes?
Yeah, man. Look.
2 minutes.
Yeah.
Man. I hope they don't lose no draft picks over that.
Hey, they can't. Yeah. I mean, we gave up our first already for the Vucevic. So,
two minutes, my nigga.
Right. They're going. And it's not only just Lonzo, it's Lowry in the Heat, too.
Mm-hmm.
But here go the thing. My issue with that is, like, it ain't like we signed him as a free agent.
With a sign, you know what I'm saying?
That's a sign and trade.
Right.
So.
Maybe somebody put in a paperwork too early? Because both of them are sign and trade.
Right.
Hmm.
So, like,
I don't know, man. It's just craziness. You know, the NBA going to, they better not screw us like they did the Lakers with CP3. I swear to God.
I don't think it's going to be that. I don't think we're going to be that bad.
Right. But shouts out to the USA basketball team. Women playing tonight for the gold, too. They're going for their seventh straight gold.
Nice.
So.
Bring it on home. Bring it on home, ladies. Did any of y'all, no spoilers, did any of y'all see Suicide Squad?
Yes, I did.
How was it?
I heard it was trash. I haven't seen it.
I hear crickets, Drew. That's all I hear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. DC just can't get it, huh?
No, you know what it was? I'm be honest with you, bro. It was not better. It was a little bit more gory than any other movie. You've seen a lot more blood and a lot more guts. But the story was just, you're like, yo, dude, what you doing?
Hey.
I like the first Suicide Squad, though.
My Did bad, you? Y'all. I was wrong.
What?
As I turn on 2K. they got the 16 Team USA on there and 2012 Team USA on there. So, hey, yes, you do have.
Where do you find them at?
You would just search through current teams and just go through the list. They're at the very end.
So just go through current teams. You don't have to go through those other categories.
Nope. You just search go to current NBA teams, and then you search and you get. I'm looking through it now.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
The 16 team is on here and the 2012 team.
Okay. I'm gonna hop on tonight.
Yeah. Suicide Squad. I like the first one more.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe because it was more of a story, and he told me, but this one was just more, a lot more blood. It was a lot of action.
Yeah.
It was some funny parts in there. Don't get me wrong, but yeah. DC can't get right when it comes to movies. You still Marvel directors and some actors, and you still can't get it right.
Yeah. Damn, dude. I don't understand.
As y'all know, I'm not into any of those things, but Just like, I haven't seen the first Suicide Squad. I don't know the difference. All I know is, like, I've been just seeing people talk about it on Twitter, and I have not seen a good review of this latest Suicide Squad yet. So apparently it's super trash.
The best thing about, you know, the only thing that DC Comics get right when it comes to their movies is the fact that they got Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn. That might be the only good thing they've only done. That's it.
Yeah, I mean the first Wonder Woman was good. That was about
The first Wonder Woman was good. The second one was Gabricio.
that second one was trash.
Yeah, it was. Man, DC, I got nothing. You know, I just need to start from scratch.
We're scratch.
Man, welcome to on the 33 and a third campfire stories.
Yes. Yes. Because we have to get
Drew is roasting marshmallows over there.
Right, right.
You should. Hey, man. S'mores is good.
Man, dude. Man, I think I can smell the barbecue over here.
Actually, we did. We just finished barbecuing, so yes.
But yeah, man. I think I'm gonna still check it out.
Check it out.
Yeah, because I wasn't that crazy about the first Suicide Squad, but from a aesthetic standpoint, I liked
Drew,
it.
Just
you know what I'm saying?
Drew, just let's man. Shoot them all.
I would have to burn this whole area down.
Man. But yeah, so yeah, I'm gonna still check it out. I want to play the game that's coming out too, but I think that's not dropping until next year.
What?
They got a Suicide video game coming out, Suicide Squad video game coming out with
I'm never gonna play that.
Yeah.
But you know what? The Rocksteady, who made all of the Arkham Knight games, is doing it. So, you know, that alone sounds promising.
Yeah, yeah. I only play sports games on my PlayStations and stuff like that. I can't do nothing else.
Yeah.
No Suicide Squad for me. I'll pass.
I'm waiting for that new Madden hit, and I'm good.
Yeah, when is that supposed to drop? Because I actually want to get that.
It should be in a couple weeks.
Because I know, I haven't bought any games for my PS5 other than Miles Morales. And
that should be coming out soon. They you know what? For years, Madden has come out with the wackest. Like, some of these players get shafted.
As far as the ratings?
Yeah. Like, come on, man. Khalil Mack at 96. But Aaron Donald's a 99.
Yeah.
Wait, 96 ain't even bad.
That's what I'm saying. Dude. I thought that was pretty good.
It's still like good. 86. But what I'm saying is, like, I look at Aaron Donald and Khalil Mack to be, like, 1 and 1A. And it's like, you shitting on Khalil for the bad year the Bears had last year? No. Mm-hmm.
Hey, speaking of which, though, hey, Dave, so, like, you're into your 5 now, right? You play your 5 exclusively? Do you even play with your 4 anymore?
What is it? Oh, no. No, T's. I don't play my 4 at all anymore. All
right, so you got to let me get that, because, listen, I'm... No. But yep. I think the highest Madden going on 3 is 2013. And I just want to come a little bit closer to current time. So
I literally handed you 2015 Madden.
No. No, you didn't.
I didn't?
No, I promise you. I got 13 with Calvin Johnson with Megatron on the cover.
Damn. That nigga got Hall of Fame today.
That's what I was thinking about. Okay,
you holding out on me, B? You got 2015 for 3?
My bad.
That nigga is in the Hall of Fame as we speak.
So I'm like I started my franchise, and I think I'm on year like 2047 right now from 2013. So like, yeah, man, like there's no way I'll hit this.
We can
keep going on the franchise till you can't go no
more. How long is it gonna let me go? Like 100 years? Like how long?
30. No, just
you might have some time. Just play it out. That's the game. Find out.
Like, I got no choice.
You'll have to get your own controller though, because I still got to play my old PS4 games with my old controller. Well, for some of them.
Damn.
But
all right. So I go to one of them GameStop stores, right?
Yep. Exactly.
Oh my god. The flea market.
I don't know. Where is the flea market?
Don't do it. I'm fucking with you. Don't do it.
I'm fucking with you. What's wrong with the flea market?
Because we went to the flea market a couple of weeks ago. Because
I actually bought one from there. Yep. That shit did not work.
Was it in a box? It was in a box, though, right?
It was in a box. It looked like a PlayStation. It was boxed up and everything. It looked like a PlayStation 4 controller.
It looked amazingly great. It looked like it was supposed to be what it was, and then it was not what it should have been.
Man, shout out to flea markets, man. I grew up in flea markets, literally. did.
Hey man, that was the only reason. That was another reason why we was there, because I was trying to buy me a fake pair of Yeezys. I ain't gonna front. I was gonna buy them, and I was gonna wear them. Because I'm not paying the price.
Right.
Man.
So you hate Kanye for everything, but you still trying to get Yeezys.
Listen.
They were fake Yeezys. I'm not giving him no money.
Give me some feezies.
I was gonna get some feezies.
I went to I went to Stadium Goods for the first time about a week or so ago.
How was it? Was it anything like I dreamed it was gonna be?
But I was, dude. I couldn't afford that shit. I was like,
oh no. You can't afford nothing in there. You might not even get a keychain.
Bro, I saw a pair of New Balance, and I don't even wear New Balance, but I liked the color of these, and I was like, man, let me check and see how much these, you know, are. If they decent, I'll go ahead and cop them. And I pulled them off the shelf, and I had a girl run the price, and she was like, oh, these are just $329. I was like, what?
But
some New Balance? $329?
No. Hey, guys, I'm a little
idiom. It's a sneaker store, sir.
Yes.
Oh, that's why I don't know what it is.
Okay. It's like high end. Like they have every freaking Jordan, every type of shoe.
Bro, you gotta go to the New Balance store. You gotta go to where the white dudes buy their New Balance.
It's a New Balance outlet, right?
It's a New Balance outlet in Indiana.
Oh, it is.
It's a New Balance store in Oak Brook.
Yeah, I know there used to be one on the north side too. Probably still is there.
It is. Far from Wrigley. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You gotta go where they get their New Balance at, man. Cause I guarantee you probably gonna get the same color schemes.
Yeah.
they're not buying those. They're buying that one pair.
Well, I don't know if y'all familiar with Joe Fresh Goods, but
that dude had a line.
Yeah, he had a line over at Garfield Park the other day for his like custom New Balance joints. He's done partnerships with, like, you know, Kawhi Leonard and I think Kanye and some other people. But he had a line down the street, and his joints is dope. I love the color scheme, and you know, it's really dope. So
look, as a person who, like, I am a self proclaimed sneakerhead. I used to be just strictly Nike, yeah. Jordan, and Elsa. But I've now ventured off into the whole Adidas, because Adidas got some dope joints. You know, you can't go wrong with the classic shell toes.
Oh, yeah.
I got these Adidas Next Levels. I think I bought them I found them in Ross for like $35.
Yeah.
Like a sock gym shoe, but it's kind of, they comfortable as shit.
Oh, yeah. I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, but I need the podcast to blow up so we can just start getting free shit.
Yeah.
I need to get like boxes of shoes at the crib.
If anybody has
a hookup on the Air Jordan ones coming out next week, the pollens, the black and yellow joints, I need them. Man, I need them.
I don't even know what language I'm talking about right now.
Hit me up.
T's just like,
I go to Foot Locker and buy a pair of shoes when I need some new shoes, and that's it. I don't know what else. I've never heard of Stadium Goods. Is this like a national chain?
It's actually a national chain.
Yeah, it's national. It's down on Oak Street. They be having people wait outside.
Yeah,
and, you know what I'm saying. I went in there for the first time. I was like, oh my god! Like, if you're a sneakerhead, you'll lose your mind in there.
Yes, you will.
Yeah,
I went there. Was it for Sweetest Day? And I found out I couldn't get nothing in there. Then I walked out.
Wow.
Was you gonna treat yourself for Sweetest Day?
No, the wife was.
Oh, okay.
That's, she took me there. She took me. They have an indoor Top Golf joint around, like right across the street from it. We went there. When she saw, like, I was like a little kid, I was at the window of the car, like, ooh, Stadium Goods. And she said, we can go there afterwards. And we went there, and I was like, I'm good.
Have you seen those Lego Adidas?
I'm not. No. I've seen them, but I'm not. Yeah. I can't. No.
Crazy.
First of all, why would you put Legos on somebody to, like, some feet? Knowing if you ever step on a Lego, that's probably one of the top three worst pains ever.
Oh my god, that's right next to gun shop wound. So yeah, right.
And hitting your toe against the edge of the bed.
Oh my god, that reminds me of when we was in New Orleans a couple weeks ago, and the Airbnb we were staying in, they had this corner on this bed that you literally, like, you had to put a border around it because you cannot walk past without hitting your shin. On it. It's terrible.
Oh, yeah. Don't think we forgot about your New Orleans. You with the Puff Daddy circa 1996 Hypnotize shirt on.
Wait, I might have missed. Did I miss that?
That was Fashion Nova, sir.
Dave, you were in Versace?
Yeah, yep.
I was Versace.
Yeah, full Versace, man.
Wait, I missed it. Is it on your IG? Did I miss it?
It is.
All right, let me go leave an asshole comment.
And I had the fake gold drip too, man.
Oh wow. Yeah, you went all in, okay.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? You go to the big
shirt talking about when the Satan go marching in.
I want to go back though, man. We definitely got to make a fellas trip or something down there.
We're going to have the guys' version of girls' trip.
Right.
Right. I ain't drinking that absinthe, though. Fuck that.
Man.
Right. Drew, you're the one that brought us African moonshine. And
but did it make you? But did you die?
But you're scared of.
No. Absinthe is what, well, I don't know. Do any of y'all play Red Dead Redemption?
No.
I have, yeah.
There's a thing in there where if you have the character drink too much, he'll black out and end up on a totally different part of the map. And that's what Absinthe is like.
Let's be clear. Mm-hmm. Johnny and Moonshine ain't that bad. I won't drink it again. Because based off what my cousin said, that they use it as like gas, I mean like fuel for you. If you run out of gas, I'm never drinking it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so, absinthe was about to kill, that could kill people.
Man. Yeah. That is the definition of liquid death right there.
Right.
Yo, it's been another episode of On the Serious 33 and the Third podcast. We appreciate y'all tuning in.
We appreciate you.
Forget to teach. Man, much love to everybody that's been tuning in, and keep following us on IG, Twitter, Snapchat, all of that good stuff, man. And you know, make sure y'all be safe out there, mask up, and we'll be right back, y'all. All right.
Later.
Peace.
I can't.